For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back here to the 9 o'clock hour. Omar Kelly with us, man. And we have we've knocked the crap out of the camp stuff today, man. We've gotten after it pretty good. Before we get to that, though, I want to thank our great sponsor for training camp. Our training camp report is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs. Learn from top-notch certified instructors, get real-world experience, and the best part, you can graduate debt-free. That sounds good. In just 1 to 2 years, ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. I want to thank those guys again for being with us. And we'll be at camp. Tomorrow's our last day at camp. Omar will be out there with us. And you kind of broke down yesterday in the Miami Herald, breaking down the roster a little bit. And you're expecting
8 tough decisions that need to be made at specific positions. We kind of addressed one today, yesterday, with Tier Tart's release. That opens the door for somebody to serve as Benito Jones's backup, whether it be Isaiah Mack or Brandon Peely. Right now, Peely's in that driver's seat, but Isaiah Mack, not exactly a nose tackle, but he's been one of the more productive players in camp, and you hate to see that, but he can be on your practice squad.
All your 90s guys all had their moments in the preseason game a little bit there to find out what's going to happen. Give me another one that you're
inside line.
I know we talked about Nick Needham, the whole Nick Needham thing with the rookie free agents, plus all the guys you have.
Nick is a guy near and dear to my heart and probably all of South Florida's heart.
Everybody likes Nick.
Because he's been a good player. He's been a guy who got it out the mud. He's been a journeyman that become a starter. Undrafted rookie becomes a starter, comes back from injury. Nick has had a full gamut of a career. But is he your fourth best safety? Is he your fifth best cornerback? Can he help you on special teams? You're going to have to pick Nick over somebody really talented and really is. Are you picking Nick over Patrick McMorris, your drafted safety? Are you picking Nick over Marcus May, a guy who started 77 games in his NFL career? I don't know. Are you picking Nick over Ethan Bonner, who's been one of the pleasant surprises of camp? I don't know what you do there, and it's really this could be the year where I'm looking at and thinking that Nick Needham might be in trouble.
We really, have 5 safeties. Pat, if you're buying the Patrick McMorris, who McMorris had 8 tackles in the last game and made a lot of plays, couple tackles for loss.
Got to do it for me for more than one game.
No, you have to. But he's also a draft pick, and I think it's no secret they got to keep
some
draft picks.
Though. We cut draft picks.
Yeah, but you got to keep most of those draft picks.
Yes.
We're working off week one, they all made a pretty good stand there. And Chop didn't play.
Yep.
But Chop's automatic. The guy that
Muhammad Kamar. He's injured right now, so it's hard to say.
It's a hard one. Have they seen enough? They say nice things, but they say nice things about everybody. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think he's fine. Quentin Bell is definitely on. Emmanuel Ogba is definitely on. Then we get to I think that's it. I mean, Phillips is going to be on the 53 now.
So you're good on Quentin Bell and everything.
Yeah, Quentin Bell's on the 53.
Okay.
He's safe. He's safely on. So is Emmanuel Ogba. Question is, how many of those guys are you really going to keep? And I think Muhammad's fine. I think he's going to be
either 53?
53 or maybe begin. I don't know what the injury is now.
I got to tell you.
Maybe he begins the year on the IR.
There had to be. He had a really good year last year. Got a lot of sacks.
You've been talking about in college?
Yes.
Totally different game now.
I understand that, but there are going to be people watching him last year and say,
oh, you think he's going to be claimed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. If you cut him, he's probably going to be claimed. But I
told Patrick McMorris, by the way, the other day, I said, hey, man, would you put out there on tape somebody a little shorthanded and got an old safety that can't run and hurt all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Again, man.
One game, though, Joe. One game.
All right, but listen, man, you got three of them. It's a pretty good start.
If he does it two more times, then we safely make it on.
So you got to decide on, again, what these guys, these veteran guys, and, you know, Jordan Poyer and Marcus Mayer,
mm-hmm.
older guy. You got to have a decision.
Do I want to go with the unproven rookie who's had one good game, or a guy who started 77 games in his NFL career?
Right.
Or a guy who's plays two positions in Nick Needham and has started 30-plus games and can help me on special teams? I mean, it's a tough decision. Sometimes it just comes down to who's a better special teams player. And I'm fine with that. I don't know where Nick is from a special team standpoint, and I know Marcus May can't help you really on special teams.
Yeah, no, he didn't come here to do that.
Yeah.
You got Saran Neal, by the way, who also played really well. There's no chance he's in the corner part of this, is he?
I don't know if he would make my team.
Oh, no, he's too good on special teams.
He's too good on special teams, absolutely, but can he help me a cornerback? Can he help me a cornerback?
We had two kickoff returns against us last year, and I know the rules are different, but I feel a little better about having him back there.
Okay. That's
just me now.
No, you got to have some people on your team for special
teams. You got to have a couple guys and go, look, man, no matter what, and we may be in a situation we have to play you on defense, but the fact is you may be one-on-one in tackle, and we know you do that really well.
Yeah.
Buffalo kept him around a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, man, I throw it out, and Mike's – everything could be different.
To me, it comes down to whether you're building this team to win it all now or you're building this team to the young developmental talent.
Come on, man. All these 30-year-old guys about right now. Come on, Omar.
Yeah,
stop.
You're right. Okay, so Saran Neal's on.
It's like last year. People go, what happened to last year? I go, we were all in on last year.
Yeah.
They go, well, I go, we were all in. We didn't win. I get it, man. We lost the first round. We did what we do best.
Hear me out on this. Hear me out on this because I don't know where this revelation came from one day. I just woke up one morning and just said, you know, because everybody... It was about Tua and how Tua's not good enough. And, you know, there's...
So a lot of people on
that,
this...
Yeah, Tua's the reason that they tanked at the end of the season. Name me the quarterback, Joe.
I didn't see that.
Name me the quarterback that in back-to-back-to-back weeks is going to go out there and beat Lamar Jackson.
Buffalo,
then Josh Burrow, then Patrick Mahomes. Name me the quarterback. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Name me the quarterback that goes and does that.
Tough to do.
Might be impossible to do. I don't even know if Aaron Rodgers does that in his prime. Can Aaron Rodgers do that right now?
All I can say to you is, man, that's what you had on your schedule.
It is.
And by the way, it ended up being three of the best quarterbacks. Maybe if you were to rank them, there were people who put them one, two, three.
Right. Yeah.
I don't disagree.
1, 2, 3 in the NFL.
By the way, two of them put a perfect quarterback rating against you last year.
Yep.
Whatever that thing is, 158.3.
Yep.
Sound like a radio
station.
So
we could sit here and we can cry and moan about how the season ended and, oh, we haven't won a playoff game in 23 years.
Well, that is a little embarrassing.
I mean, yeah, it's embarrassing. I mean, it's not Tua's fault.
That's not why we're doing it. No, I didn't say it's anybody's fault.
Not anybody playing on that team's fault, but it happened. It is where we are as a franchise. But who wins against those three quarterbacks in consecutive weeks? Without their top running back, without their top wide receiver, and I know these are excuses.
They are.
But
and they're good ones, by the way, by you today. But listen.
But that's a hell of a gauntlet right there.
That was your schedule.
I know it was. And you fell flat, and you didn't get it done. Now, maybe.
You got six bad boys coming up at the end of this year, too.
Six at the end of this year?
You want to start with Green Bay, Thanksgiving night, last game in Green Bay.
I ain't scared of Jordan Love.
Okay.
What's he done? 20 games?
This is Green Bay Packers team.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it's teams now, not quarterbacks.
It's teams.
Okay, no. But
not just quarterbacks.
Two's the only team. One that played bad at the end of the year.
No. Is this about now?
I'm just saying. Everybody.
Not everybody's on.
Tua can't win the big game. Tua can't win the big game. So, you know, why are we investing in him? He can't win the big game. But Those are some hell of a quarterbacks. And hey. I know it's what you got to get through in the AFC. It is. It just is. And then throw on
Tua
the Houston
paid,
kid.
By the way. He got taken care of.
Yeah, he got his money.
He got his money for a reason because of the way he's played. That's not one of popularity, like, he's not, but hey, we like him. Let's keep him and give him a couple hundred. They paid him.
Yeah.
So he's been taken care of. There was no reason for that, whatever you just went through. He got paid.
It's all over now. And he's changed
but
since
you
he's been paid.
He has. He's talks with a lot more confidence. I have
noticed
in leadership.
This is his team. This is his team. And he's showing himself. He's showing his personality.
But if you don't think last year and this year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Your team is about right now. It's
yeah,
not about
absolutely.
Future.
Absolutely.
It's about
there's
right
too many old people
now.
On the team
correct.
to
Well,
say
I thought you were going a different way when you started.
No, but
this
I'm saying, in terms of some of these decisions, if you're going Patrick Mahomes, that's about the future. That's not about now.
You could put young guys on the team. You know what? Kansas City's playing a lot of young guys.
Yeah, that's Kansas City. And they're in a different situation. They got a quarterback that could carry the whole batch of the whole team.
Now you're coming around on that quarterback, too.
I'm just saying, he could carry the whole. Tyreek's carrying this whole team. So it's you know, if you're going to say, oh, well, we got to keep this Patrick Mahomes kid. Okay, then you're cutting Marcus May. Marcus May can help you.
Okay, well, that's the decision that the guys at the top have to make. I'm not disagreeing, but if you don't think with this money, we got a lot of veteran players on the cheap, and they need to get some young blood on this team.
They do. It's a very complicated problem.
They got four or five rookies. Draft pick's going to be on this team, on the 53.
Yeah, it's a complicated problem to have. And
I'm not saying everyone's going. We got one on IR already. He's out for the year, USC receiver. By the way, I'm going to ask you an interesting one we haven't even talked about.
Oh, him. I forgot about him. Taj Washington. Yeah.
What about Malik? Where's he fit in?
He's all right. I'm not a big Malik guy.
Well, I don't know either. I haven't seen enough as a receiver.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
But you keep Braxton over him?
Oh, of course I keep Braxton over him.
Yeah.
That's not even a question. I keep Eric Uzukam over him.
Oh, no, I haven't seen enough.
But you
just fall in love. Will you have a good interview with him?
No. Eric has a different body. Eric looks
can't
different.
Can't go by body.
Yeah, I can.
A lot of guys got great bodies, can't play.
Your whole receiving unit Smurfs, except for Eric. Smurfs, all of them, 5'10".
Listen,
every single one of them.
He needs to show him he can do something.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing.
You can't
with
just
you.
Take him because what you saw your rookie year, and he's bigger than all the rest of the guys.
He is bigger. But
you
got to
see
are.
Something.
I didn't see
and
anything from Malik Washington.
Hurt.
So you want me to just keep him just because he's a draft pick?
Guess what? We saw him one game last week. Then more than we've seen the other guy.
Oh, he has not touched Eric Uzukama's rookie season exhibition season.
You know, that was a couple years ago. Now.
I know it was 2 years ago. But Malik, what? Okay, you had one decent game. One decent game.
I didn't put him on the team. I asked you how you felt. I haven't seen enough either.
I'm just telling you, I need the guy with the body. I need the guy with the size. I need the guy with the run after catch. I need the guy who could probably help me on special teams.
To me, right now, this is just me. I know some people are going to get upset about this, but Braxton is a better, to me, he and Malik look a lot alike.
Yeah, they do.
And do the same things.
But I trust Braxton.
And I trust Braxton.
Yeah.
And Braxton's tough, plays hurt, did the whole deal. There's a guy that even he missed some practice time. And so you've got to make
trust
a decision.
Braxton.
Now, there's going to be a little pressure to keep some of these
draft picks. Yeah.
Draft picks.
If you're trying to win now, it shouldn't be any pressure.
You still got to keep some of these draft picks. A lot of them got
to get stashed on the practice squad, and if they don't make it to the practice squad, oh, well.
A lot of you media guys last year and the year before, because we have enough draft picks, and we're going old, and we're not. You still got to balance the budget a little bit
with draft
picks.
That's true.
Now we're not. Now you're all over the board.
You're either trying to win, or you're trying to develop young talent. One or the other. Braxton helps you win.
I think
Malik is developing young talent.
I agree with that one. But But I'm telling you right now, you got to keep some of these young guys.
You do.
And you still, it's about winning right now. Some of these guys are going to have to play.
Tough decision to make. You want to win right now, you want to keep young guys.
You believe in the tread on the tire or no? You don't buy that, huh?
Not,
you don't play,
not with
if you
this
play
program.
The 30-year-old club too much, you're afraid. You're not worried about those guys.
Okay, I am worried about the 30-year-old club. They aren't, right. They're on the snap count. No lie. No, they're on snap count.
All right,
they might practice once a week. New day, Joe. It's a new day.
I'm shaking my head.
It's a new day, Joe.
Hey, man, you healthy? We're giving you a day off, too. It just takes a while to get used to. It's the hardest thing. And I'm not against it.
Yeah.
If it works, I'm not against it.
We don't know if it works. We'll see.
We're going to watch together.
Yeah.
By the way, Mike didn't come up with this on his own.
No, he did not.
He's listening to a lot of those nerdy cats.
There's
a lot of those nerdy cats over there.
Yep. They've created this
plane.
By the
way, they all sit right next to me on the plane. Hey, what do you do? Tell me where you're from. What Ivy League school did you go to? All right. Hey, man, I want to talk to you about Loctite. Chef, man, I hear you, my man. I hear you out there, Chef. Well, I'll tell you what, you see what Chev's built, man. Loctite, oh gosh, it's hurricane season. I want to just give you the little teaser. Have you done everything possible to protect your home if we get hit? If we get hit with a category 1 or 2 or 3, I won't even talk about a 4 or 5. If you get hit, have you protected your property? That's all you can do. That's the only thing you can control. Do you have impact windows and doors? Do you have a solid roof? Because Loctite does it all for you. We got financing plans to help you out. There are really no excuses. Impact windows, doors, and roofing with Loctite. 100% financing, zero down. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. Now, that's what I call helping you out. So you're going, we'd like to get it done, but I don't know if we have the money. And hey, You can slide it down. Loctite's got some great programs for you, ready to help you. First class Loctite, man. They are first class doing it all for you. Just telling you right now, don't wait for the next storm to hit. Let's get going on this. The roofing part does everything. Tile, shingle, metal flat, Loctite services. They do it all. Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County got it all covered. They're in West Broward. Went over there. I wish I could take everybody over there. It's just looking at companies. They are impressive. Loctite is an impressive group. They take care of all the permits and HOA approvals as well. You don't have to worry about anything. You just got to call, get all set up. They got quality people in every part of this company. Really good, just getting bigger and better. Loctite is a licensed, insured contractor. And again, ready to help you right now. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. When you call, you're going to talk to somebody that's knowledgeable, that can help you and get it started today. Make sure, if you've been thinking about it and you haven't acted yet, now it's time with Loctite.
I got to say, Joe, I think you'd be fine with your tennis match.
I think so. Boy, 1 o'clock? Yeah. No. I'm planning to be done. I even 12:30, they want to, dump on us. That's fine, too, with a little water, extra water. Hey, want to thank Omar. Thanks for coming in today, by the way, man. It's been great getting a chance to talk to you about all these things and with the team.
Be here tomorrow too, Joe.
And we'll do it at camp tomorrow. We'll be live out there for might be the last practice open to the public, right?
I think so.
Following week is Tampa Bay week. I can't remember. Did they open anything for the Tampa Bay week? And that game will be on Friday night, by the way. So you flying? Are you driving back?
I'm driving up there. Yeah, driving
No. But you driving back that night, or you going to get a little sleep?
Nah, I'm going to get some sleep. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do
that.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that either.
I'm not doing that. Nah.
I'm going to stay up there. I'm going to stay up there with the knucklehead club of guys that I hang with and have a few drinks after the game and then take a nice slow ride home with all those guys. So we had talked about always having rookie free agents that make the team. Two in each of the last two classes we put together.
I don't know if it's two. It's going to be two. Julian last year and who else?
Ethan Bonner.
Chris Brooks. Ethan Bonner was actually practice squad. So Chris Brooks was the guy that initially made the 53. Ethan Bonner, I don't know if he made the 53, but he was practice squad and he got called up.
Okay.
There's not going to be two this year. That I can't even tell you. I can't even name you two.
Are you going to be... You wouldn't be if one of those guys continues to play
the cornerbacks?
Nickelback, Maitrey. I know he likes Maitrey
a lot.
And
who's getting pushed out?
Colbert and Johnson. Now, I don't know which of those guys play special teams great.
Who's getting pushed out, Joe? You pushing out Ethan Bonner, Cam Smith, Nick Needham, Saron Neal?
Well, Cam Smith's not getting pushed out.
Okay. The end's kind of
He was
cool.
a first pick. Cam Smith.
Second
pick.
Second round pick.
And that was our first pick.
And he's
not
bad. I hate when people say Noeg Benogany.
He's not.
He's not Noeg Benogany.
I stopped somebody on that 2 days ago. Yeah. He's the Iggy tag on him. I go, he's not.
No. Noeg Benogany, understand the difference. Noeg Benogany was picked on every single day by every single quarterback. They saw him on the field and they're like, yeah, I'm going to whoever he's covering.
They did throw a stutter and go that looked like an Iggy play by as badly as he got beat in that last preseason game.
Who are you talking about, Ethan?
No, Cam Smith got.
Oh, Cam
got torn.
Oh.
And that play is not
gone
away.
Why are we bringing up something from last year? How long is this man gonna have to pay for that stutter and go? Like, he didn't even play his whole rookie season because of that one damn play.
I thought of it just now when you said that.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a crime that man has paid his penance for.
You will admit, though, he's got to do something the next couple weeks. Just show him, show me something.
If he can stay healthy, I'm just more focused on him staying healthy and not suffering a setback.
So if he has another setback and they go, he's going to be ready for the regular season, what do you do if you're the team?
I don't know. Begin him on PUP. Begin him on IR. I don't know. You have to figure out something to create some roster space. And I especially if you got
– every veteran guy, listen – The veterans are a different situation. When you've done something, you have something to work off of.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're a little injured, you go, I saw him play last year.
Yeah, you didn't see that with Cam Smith.
Well, we just haven't seen it.
Nope. I can't even defend that.
And you know, Vic's gone. Everybody still likes bashing Vic. Vic's gone.
The big bad Vic is gone.
He's in Philly, by the way, already making hell for those guys. They've already.
I hear.
He called me out in front of the whole team. Yep. Welcome to Vic's world. I saw a guy doing an interview going, yeah, man, he called me out in front of everybody.
Yep.
And you go, welcome to the club. Now you know what everybody else that he's coached through his years has done. And he ain't changing. And you know what Philly did? They said, Vic, it's your baby. You do what you need to do.
Absolutely.
I'm convinced that Vic goes before he takes jobs. He makes sure. Hey, man, I got total say. Stay the hell out of what I do. You want to know? I mean, we got rules and guidelines, but I do it my way.
Yep.
And I don't want to make small talk with these guys. I don't want them asking me about my girlfriend or where I'm from and what I do. No small talk. This is all football.
That sounds all right.
Way to go.
And I ain't here to make friends. And
with anybody.
Even
guys his own age or older.
The thing that was a main universal complaint for players outside of the whole shadowing cornerback situation was that everything was gray to them. Like, Vic didn't give you no answers. He didn't tell you exactly what you need to do on that play, but what he did was he criticized you no matter what you did, no matter what you chose. Okay, well, they just want rules and principles. Okay, tight end get hits in the seam. What am I supposed to do as the inside linebacker? Well, you use your instincts. Okay, that's not an answer.
Come on, man.
That's not an answer.
Dad, I know your point about like some of the guys weren't happy the way they were used.
They didn't feel like they got clarity.
Jalen Ramsey wanted
things.
To cover the number one dog. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty clear.
Not just Jalen, X too, but before Jalen came back.
By the way, what's the latest? X is your guy. What's the latest?
He just had a death in his family, and condolences to him and his family. I don't know if he's – I think he's cherry picking. I think he's
– Is he healthy?
Last I heard, he was. Healthy. Now, training camp is over, so he wants to be a contender. He doesn't want just any job. He wants to go try to have a chance to win a ring.
Not about money. He made a lot of money at this point, right?
I'm sure he'd like to make more. But
there's no big paydays left. Listen, Omar, don't pause.
Stephon Gilmore.
There's nothing left for him either.
No. Oh, don't do that, Joe. These cornerbacks, they can still make good money. $6 million is still good money out there. They can make it.
Pay cut that is for X?
Yeah, but it's still good money.
I didn't say it's not good money. I take $6 million right now and run right out the door.
I take one-third
Take one
of it.
Year.
Yeah. Listen, X is going to be fine. I think there's a long list of NFL players who are right now, they're like, we're not doing training camp because the first thing you do
X did not play well last year.
He played well up until he got hurt. In terms of people who were problems on defense, X was not a problem. He had a bad game against Tennessee.
Yes, he did.
And he didn't even play one snap against Baltimore.
Played well against Kansas City in the first or second. I can't remember.
No, he didn't play even second. So
first game.
Maybe he had a bad game against the Eagles. X, come on, compared to Cater? Bro, come on. Seriously?
I didn't say Cater. Cater had he's first to admit he had some problems last year. Problem is, man, we get into some of your favorite guys.
What are you talking about? I don't have favorite. Listen.
You got favorite. Listen, dude, I've had this with you before. We all have favorites. Don't tell me you're not in a favorite club.
Okay.
And that you don't give certain guys a benefit of the doubt and others you don't.
They get benefit of the doubt, yes, and others don't. Yes, correct.
Okay.
I love Liam. Do you think I take it easy on Liam? No, I'm hard on Liam. I love Liam. Liam's a great guy. I love Liam.
I'm surprised to hear you like Liam.
I've been brutal on Liam.
You have.
Liam's a great guy. But you got to play. You got to show. Here's the thing. People want me to say Kendall Fuller's better than X. That guy practices every other day. X ain't never done that. Ever. X always always defended Tyreek.
There is a chance that a younger Fuller is going to play better this year than X-Man did last year with his injuries and stuff.
Let's hope so.
They're counting on it.
Yeah.
He is a starting corner. Anybody thought that wasn't going to happen from day one? He came in here to be a starting corner.
And he practiced well yesterday. But I haven't seen him practice that much at all.
Thought you didn't. I don't care about that. Why are we going to care about that?
Okay. We don't care about it. I still need to know if you could play.
Well, we got a lot of guys that ain't practicing a lot that I don't know if they can play or not. I mean, that's kind of one of the themes that we've been talking about here. We got a lot of guys, I don't know if they're hurt or getting a day off.
Jordan Poyer's an every other day guy. He could play. The linebackers, they could play. They really showcased themselves before they started to get hurt. The inside linebackers,
those guys healthy. That position looks strong.
It did look strong. It's a little banged up right now to the point where you might have to lean on Duke Riley early in the season.
I got to ask you another question here, too, if you don't mind, while we're throwing out everything. And you and I are kind of, I think, trying to tell the truth here as much as we can.
Always got to tell the truth.
So Grayson Murphy got hurt, looked bad. And then he comes back in the game and plays.
He came back in the game?
Then he goes IR.
Yeah. He was. I didn't know he came back in the game. Oh, no. He was. When I saw him in the locker room after the game, he had the look of, yeah, I'm done.
Oh.
And good for him that they put him on IR.
No, they saw something.
He was actually pretty good.
The rookie free agent out of UCLA.
He was pretty good. He was a young guy. He was killing in that game too.
They got him for a year to get back and healthy and see if he can't.
He's on the Zeke Vandenberg
program. That's right. Same program.
And so. Zeke is playing well too. That's going to be. They can put him on the practice squad, so I'm not worried about him, but. Like, if you ask me Zeke or Channing Tindall, if I'm going to keep one, I'm probably going to go with Zeke. I can't wait on Channing Tindall another year. Like, as Bill Parcells said, if the dog don't bite the puppy, probably dog don't bite.
You think he's out?
Who?
Tindall?
Yeah. What am I keeping him around for at this point?
Was this year four, year three?
Year three, yeah.
Wow.
At this point. You know, I know we're on our third different defensive coordinator. Okay, well, at some point we gotta actually start making plays.
He shoots a gap. He looked like a big time
all world athlete.
Got there. No,
all world athlete. But
hit
if you can't process it, if you can't see it and process it and pull that trigger, you hesitate to shoot. What's the point of having the gun?
No. Gonna be an interesting. Give me a couple guys you'd like to see this. We got more time for this, but just tease me a little bit.
You know the biggest thing, Jonathan Allen from Washington, I hope he practices because I need.
You want to see those two big Alabama guys at the tackle positions play against these guys?
Absolutely.
See,
I, I need to see it.
You want to see it, Mike? You almost want to hear him say, "We're not playing you Saturday night. So Thursday, we're gonna give you guys a lot of work."
That's what I want. If you don't go to Thursday's, if you got an opportunity to go to Thursday's practice, that's gonna be the best practice of all the training.
Those two guys from Alabama, both first round picks, really
Payne and Jonathan Allen,
really good players.
This is gonna be a great test for the
offensive. By the way,
line.
That'll be for all those guys that play in the guard and center positions to.
Yep.
Get a good night's rest.
It's going to be a great test for the offensive line.
All right. Hey, we got more stuff coming when we come back. First, though, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Boy, you start looking at Suburbans and Tahoes and a Traverse and a Trailblazer and Equinox and a Blazer. What do they all have in common? Boy, they look real nice, man. Now, the Suburban and Tahoe, so much space, really. And the new Tahoes are coming out, going to have a brand new look here at the end of the year. I can't wait. The Traverse or midsize, and of course the style and substance of a Blazer, a Trailblazer, an Equinox, you can't go wrong. Right over to Silverado trucks, man. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. And I just say this about the truck family. A lot of you truck people already know this. Hey, they make a truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. I can't say any better. Whether you need the family truck or you need the one-on-one truck, the truck that you make a living with 5, 6, 7 days a week, they make it for you, new and used, low mileage, ready to go right now for you. South Florida Chevy dealers, we've got convenient locations in Dade and Broward and Monroe. We got them everywhere for you. No reason, if you're starting to look around for a new car, truck, or SUV, to stop by one of the many locations we have. And while you're at it, I want to let you know, qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, an Equinox, a Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado truck family. Man, we got you covered. Something special going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody out there. Hope everybody's had a nice summer because little whippersnappers are all back to school. I got caught, damn it.
Dade back to school already?
Broward
tomorrow.
Is.
Tomorrow?
Dade is tomorrow. Man. So, and you know, you get used to driving. I got that Western High School. So I don't pay attention. Last few months, nobody's around.
Nah, they didn't get you.
Yesterday, and I look up. And it's too close, and it's during that time when every mom and dad across the street, they have the Bonaventure Catholic School and Church, which I'm a part-time member of, right there across the street from each other. So they get out. I mean, it's packed. It's just a bad. And I couldn't make the turn. I got caught. Bad first day for me. Mm. Bad first day for me. But
did you get a ticket out of this or no?
No,
I went slow. I just got caught in traffic. No, I got caught in the everybody driving really slow because that's what you do in the school zone because they don't mess around. You go a little fast in that school zone.
You got to take care of little Johnny and little Jill.
Those schools aren't playing with all the security and all the people outside of all the wackos out there to make sure everybody tries to stay safe. And by the way, Western High School is loaded. I want to let those people out there know Western High School did not take a back seat to anybody in the recruiting of South Florida.
All righty then. Let's go.
We can't get your school though. You know what? There's nothing I can do for Carroll City.
Yeah, I know. I hear we're supposed to be back. I hear we did good in the recruitment of athletic players.
The only way Carroll City's coming all the way back is
we're not Northwestern.
See if Coach Frazier's on his way back one more time around.
We supposedly got some good coaches. It's a new regime, new management.
Teddy took over at Northwestern.
I know.
Teddy B. How about that? Coming back for that. And I got to tell you, as you know, anybody out here knows that follows different areas. The Northwestern alumni base and community are the toughest mofos in all of South Florida. They have no patience for losing and for years now taking a back seat to Central has not been good. I saw Diller go through it too. Now, Diller's been cut by their area, but that's not a very patient area either. That used to be. They didn't want to hear about losing to Ely and St. Thomas, and that has not been an easy job.
it's different now.
Coach
though.
Gray
with all of, it's so different now with all the who can go where and.
But once you get it rolling, like right now, Chaminade and Central have it rolling. You can almost put on automatic pilot. They see you winning almost national championships or ranked two or three in the whole country.
Get guys to go to pro, to the NFL. I mean, to go to college.
The NFL.
The NFL level. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, did Dalvin Cook get picked up by anybody or is he done?
No, he's still down. He's still unemployed.
Meanwhile, his brother has turned out to be so much better than.
Don't. No. His brother's good. His brother's not better than him.
I didn't say that. I just said his just turned out to be such a good pro.
We'll see. He's supposed to carry Buffalo this year. We'll see.
Well, he's doing both things. He's pretty damn good in that offense last year as a pass receiver.
Yeah.
He did drop a touchdown against us, but he was pretty damn good.
We shall see. I'm not a big believer in Buffalo can lean on the running game, and they don't need Stephon
Diggs. Boy, I'll tell you what.
We'll see.
You know, it's funny you said that. If there, we're going to talk about this tomorrow again when we talk about the AFC East. If there's a team that I can't get a read on, and I know they're still the team to beat because mm-hmm. they've been winning the AFCs, and I believe in that. So when people are, who should win, I go, well, we're all still chasing Josh Allen and the Bills. But I look at that team and his weapons.
Yeah, man.
I know they're going. They got good tight ends. They got a nice 1-2 punch at tight end. But you need more than that. You just can't. And they tried to sign some of their own guys, and that's it. They weren't real aggressive in free agency.
Let a lot of people go, cut Stephon Diggs before they had to. Just try to, you know, purify themselves of that situation. They're going to be riding Josh Allen a lot this year, and I don't know if he's built for that. Because I'm sorry, Josh is an elite player, but he became an elite player with Stephon Diggs.
I don't disagree. When they traded for Stephon Diggs from Minnesota. That passing game definitely got going. But I got to tell you, man, after a while, whining and complaining and that stuff,
it wears on you.
I know Josh, and they're kind of playing nice to each other right now, although it seems to be less nice in comments recently.
I
think Josh finally said, listen, man, I'm really good too, and I appreciate everything, and a lot of people give you all the credit, but I'm damn good, and we're going to find out, Josh, because – we're asking you to kind of be a little bit of Patrick Mahomes this year with what you have.
Might be a little bit too much. Might be a little bit too much pressure for him. We'll see.
I don't know if he can run the way he did the last six games of the year all season long.
Those quarterbacks, they don't want to run until they have to late in the year.
Mahomes, much better runner late in the year when he has to.
Yeah.
Saw the two runs he makes on the final drive. That was like, okay, now.
Now it's time to run.
This is it. Now it's time to run. I got all off season.
Yesterday we had a nice beef in a media contingent because, you know, we work all together and we sort of come up with.
You guys are closer than I've ever seen. I like the days when none of you guys liked each other. It's much more enjoyable.
I work hard to make sure we like each other, man. You're saying
you're behind it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll take full ownership for that. We hang together.
I liked when Armando was fighting
everybody.
Marvin.
That's the way sports beating should be. Hey. Everybody.
Armando Sogaro didn't like anybody.
We work hard. We work hard. Even when we go to Tampa, we work hard. We work hard to make sure we stay a unified group. But yesterday we were fighting over Tua and a scramble play. Some people wanted to rule it a sack. I said it wasn't. Me and David said it was not a sack because Tua rolled out of pressure, evaded pressure, escaped it. Other people wanted to give the Tua critics. They wanted to say, oh, no, that was a chop.
Oh, I was going to say, I knew which way that was going.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. He was sacked. No, he wasn't. He would have got away.
Oh, we fought for like, we might have missed two plays fighting over that play. And on that play, Eric Uzukama caught a touchdown pass. And we just kept fighting over whether or not it was a good play or not. And it's
we have some mystery guys on this team to the second part of that.
Yeah, no.
Uzukama. We have some mystery guys.
He got 2 weeks. This is 2 weeks to make the team. We'll see if he can. 2 weeks.
You know it's a long shot.
Nah, it's not a long shot. Mm. Most physical freak. I take the physical freak over the small, try hard, the Braxton Berrios Jr. Give me the physical freak. I can still coach it. Why can't you coach that up? You don't believe no more?
They were pretty good in two short guys on the outside. They were just fine.
Yeah, the whole roster is 5'10" and under.
Doesn't bother Mike. He just drafted two more of them, in case you did notice.
Yeah, it bothers me, because that's why you suck in the red zone.
Yeah. That's not why. We're taking care of that problem, man.
Oh, wait, who?
With those tight ends.
All right.
Those tight ends are going to be the red zone kings
this year.
Two of them
played last year and ain't attached a touchdown all damn year.
Mike controls everything. Mike's driving the calls, man. He'll be fine. They understand. You got to do that. Omar, thank you, man. I'll try to do it again tomorrow morning. We'll see you at camp.
Absolutely.
Last day, I believe that's our last day out there. So, Ann, if you're listening, we'll be bugging you in the morning. What do you like for breakfast? What do you think? Scrambled eggs, bacon work?
Oh, yeah, that worked. They provide breakfast, too? Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Let's see. I'm going to put Omar, and then I'll check the food to make sure it's okay.
The food is phenomenal. They had a salmon salad yesterday. The Dolphins really take care of us. Thank you, Ann, and thank you, Steve. Thank you, Tom. They feed us every single day.
All right.
We got dessert, too.
I got to cut back on the desserts, man. Yeah. Hey, that's going to do it for our show. Have a great day, everybody.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other. So I can learn about your family, life.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.